Das All-You-Can-Eat-Interview.
So, it's the last interview for today. And for, I don't know, you have the last 2 days you have doing promos.
I heard. Last 3 days.
Okay.
2 days in Paris. And then 3 more interviews in Paris this morning. And then I flew here, started interviewing again. I just love talking to people.
Yeah, you have to. The last album is 6 years ago, and now a new one. And I was when I looked you, you played one concert in April with the new
album, this
year. In Paris. But the new album is coming out this autumn. It's a long, long time.
It's called a long lead in the trade. Basically, we tease you for all we're worth until you can't stand it anymore. But if you go on our website, you can order the album, so you get it first.
Okay, that's important information for all the big fans. It's an 11 album. How do you keep fresh? What's your secret?
I take many showers. I go for long walks in the countryside. To be honest, I keep fresh by not making so many albums. I did do about one every 2 or 3 years from 1993 on. And I thought once I'd got into my 40s, yes, folks, I'm in my 40s now. I'm 45 years old. And you thought that I would never grow up. Well, I haven't grown up, because you just need to listen to the album to know that. But I thought, really, there's no rush, you know? And I could do lots of other things. I did little kind of operas and sort of organ piece with choir. People ask me to do cool stuff, and I very much like to say yes and do cool stuff. And then I made another cricket album with my friend. You've got to write songs about cricket, for God's sake. And that's how I keep fresh, by doing other things, you know. And also, one last thing. When I sat down to write songs, I decided it would be a synth pop album and that I would write it all on my synthesizers. That lasted about 4 songs, and I realized this isn't going to work.
Okay, you released your last album on your own label and now this one too. What's the difference to do it on your own and not with a big major label on the back? Is it easier?
Well, we could have signed to labels, but at the end of the day, at this point in musical history, there is not enough reason to, you know. They kind of just act as banks and sort of give you money to make another album, and then they take all the money back and a bit more. Whereas for us, that doesn't make any sense. We just, make the albums ourselves. And when I say we, it's basically me and Natalie, my manager. We are Divine Comedy Records.
Did something change? I mean, you're doing music for more than 25 years, and you're in the business for this long time. Mm-hmm. Are there some significant things which changed?
A lot has changed. The internet happened. Can you believe that when I started, there was no internet? It did not exist. Nobody knew that there would be an internet. Everybody just walked around going, what am I going to do with my hands? You know? How am I going to communicate all the time with everybody in the world? We didn't need to. So, when I started out, we were recording in studios onto 2-inch tape. That's gone now. It's all straight onto Pro Tools on the computer. And I mean, there's not much that's actually the same, really. I suppose you go, you do gigs, you play instruments, that's all the same. And then people actually give you money for that, which is good.
Yeah, but how is it like with Apple Music or Spotify? So some musicians say, okay, this is very bad, they don't give us enough money for our music, and...
Yeah, well, I'm with them. I mean, I have to say, it's quite obvious they don't pay us properly. And it's not a question of wanting to be rich. It's a question of, you know, like anybody, you make something, you want to be paid for it, or else you won't be able to keep making them. And you won't be able to feed your kids either. So Spotify, because streaming has become so huge, nobody bothers to buy the record anymore. So obviously, if they can get it instantaneously on streaming, that's what they're going to do. Somebody calculated that, you know, Get Lucky, Daft Punk, that was the biggest song of that year, and it made them about like 5,000 quid or something. You know, it's peanuts. It just doesn't work. So yes, please, Spotify. Change. Pay us properly. Thank you.
Okay, important message. But now let's come to back to your music and your texts. Is there something on the album where you're enjoying, or where you... Oh, my English. If you think about it, when you're going on tour in autumn and so, where are you? I don't get the question in my head. I had to write it down in the first... Okay, so let's... I just read the question, who I always written here. You seem to have a fable for history. Is it something which you always interested, or some special issues?
A fable for history. Foible. I do. I like history a lot. A lot of people do, and a lot of middle-aged men apparently like history especially, which is interesting. I wonder why. I'm sure there's a song in there. But I think, you know, using sort of... I used to use a lot of literary references just to other people's books, really. And I suppose now I'm just using historical references. I don't know. It adds color, and it also sort of adds a kind of a layer of... you can use them, use these historical figures as avatars, you know, for yourself. And they help kind of describe things that you're trying to talk about. Because really the album is just about everyday stuff, you know, and relationship stuff. But I just clothe it in crazy things. I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
You talked a lot today. Do you rather tell stories from yourself or from friends?
From my own life? I will tell any story as long as it's interesting. It just so happens that my life became interesting for a brief moment. So I started talking about myself again. But I dare say next time I will discover that my life has become boring again. So I will talk about other people. And I think some of my most successful songs have had absolutely nothing to do with me over the years. A Lady of a Certain Age is about somebody, you know, like a fictional character. But it's a great song. I'm very happy with that one, you know. There's plenty of my songs that I hate, so don't worry, I'm not being big-headed. I'll write about anything which is kind of that I find interesting.
I have to formulate it in my mind, the question. Yeah, it took so long time,
I'll
no English. It's okay. I listen to your new album. I'm in the nice position to can do this, and yeah. I had there are a lot of different elements, not just guitar and bass. There are a lot of instruments, and is there your other project? Did it influence this album? So you do musical or opera?
Well, I suppose it did in a way. I did have to stand back from some of the songs here and say, no, that's getting too kind of Broadway, and kind of change it. Because I want it to be a pop album, really, but just kind of strange pop. Then, you know, Funny Peculiar is quite like a musical song. I like all of these things in moderation, and I don't want to do any of them just completely. You know, the instrument thing, I find the sort of just the general band quite one-dimensional on its own. And I don't think sort of layers of electric guitar really suit my voice. The voice that I am losing as we speak. I mean, when I started out in 1989, holy shit, I just wanted to be in REM, you know? Or I was just an indie guy. I liked the Pixies and My Bloody Valentine, things like that. And we did start out as just a guitar band. But I got bored. What can you say?
When you're in studio, I work alone there or with other people?
On my own, yes. I thought about maybe I should get an intern. Can you imagine? Just this little person in the corner, kind of, make me a cup of coffee. If there's anybody out there who wants to be my intern and is willing to do my laundry, come to Ireland. That would be so funny. But I work alone for the most part. But at home, when I'm writing, I work alone. But then in the end, I take the sessions to Fancy Studio in London. And then there are proper professional people who actually, I mean, that's how I finished the record, is by people coming in and being paid. And the studio itself costs a lot of money, so it concentrates the mind, and you get the record finished because you're terrified of wasting lots of money. Yeah.
So we're at the end of the interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I can imagine, because you're talking the whole day and the people are asking you.
I know.
And sometimes the same questions, I think.
And in between, I was sandwiched between two people on the airplane. And I couldn't move for a couple of hours. That was really bad.
So, at last, can I have a station ID from you?
Station ID?
Yeah. The TV show. The radio show, it's called All You Can Eat.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, people of the world. This is Neil Hannon from The Divine Comedy, and you're listening to All You Can Eat. Yum, yum.
Thank you very much.